So they pick the 70. 70 in verse 25. It says, the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke unto them, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, that is Moses, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Now that kind of gives the wrong impression. It actually reads that they prophesied and did not add or continue. In other words, it was kind of a one-time thing. It was a temporary time of the 70 prophesying. However, the next verse talks about two of them that continued to prophesy. And it says, there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. Oh, horrors to Betsy. Somebody's out there prophesying. Can't have that. I mean, we might get wrong prophecy, right? No. Might get the wrong word. It's dangerous to have prophets out there besides Moses. Well, I've heard that argument before. Somehow that seems to fit today. Drop down to verse 29. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. And I might add, that's not just a wishful thinking. That, I believe, is a general principle. God wants everyone to speak forth his word. Everyone. God intended for all of us to hear his word and to speak it. And in that sense, to prophesy. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is called to the office of a prophet. But everybody is called to prophesy. There is a difference. So we find that God then gave the people quail, which had apparently ceased, because God had given the people quail back in Exodus 16, before they even got to Mount Sinai. The quail started up again here. It says, there went forth a wind from the Lord. The word wind is same as spirit. So the Spirit of God came and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth, or they were flying about 2 cubits high above the ground. No doubt this is what had happened many times, and still does happen apparently, when quails fly across the Red Sea. They get pretty tired by the time they reach land, so they were flying kind of low, and they plop down. They're just too tired to go anywhere, and so the people can have all the quails that they want to eat. This is apparently what God did. He brought a wind and blew them across the Red Sea and plopped them right there in the camp, you know, about a day's journey, which is pretty long. That's miles in every direction. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. Verse 33 says, And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, before it was even chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. Now that's kind of strange. God gives them what they want, then he judges them for it. Not quite so strange as we may think. Because people today still want the flesh to eat, and God gives it to them, but he judges them for it. Some people may have a hard time understanding the principle, but this is what happens.